Through the process of globalization, individuals, organizations, and governments have become increasingly interconnected. This has greatly increased the number of businesses engaging with the world through their marketing activities, and the flow of international trade is astounding. In the time it takes to read this chapter, more than $1.5 billion of goods and services was exchanged across national borders. One of the biggest decisions the international marketer must make is the extent to which it should maintain one marketing mix across international markets, standardization, versus the extent to which it should tailor the marketing mix to the specific characteristics of various target markets, customization. Political, economic, sociocultural, technological and legal forces are at play in the international marketing environment, both within individual target foreign markets and in the organizations, arrangements, and other circumstances between countries. International marketers need to develop a strong understanding of how these forces differ from the more familiar forces in their home countries in order to select appropriate target markets and to amend their marketing approach appropriately. Most governments have established specialist organizations to help organizations interested in expanding into the international market, for example, Austrade and New Zealand Trade and Enterprise. The imperatives for international marketing include access to many more customers than exist in the home market, the increasingly free trading environment, increasing levels of competition within the domestic market, the identification of unserviced foreign markets, and the pursuit of greater economies of scale. Organizations have a number of market entry modes available, including direct and indirect exporting, licensing, franchising, contract manufacturing, strategic alliances, joint ventures, and direct investment. Some businesses are born global, treating the entire world as their market from the outset. In common with domestic marketing, at the heart of international marketing is the need to build an understanding of markets and customers in order to create, communicate, deliver, and exchange offerings that have value. To help build this knowledge, they will often rely on marketing intermediaries, extensive market research, and their own experiences. Once armed with such knowledge, the marketer can make decisions that properly respond to the uncontrollable environmental variables in the international marketplace. These variables must be continuously monitored so that the international marketing strategy can be modified when necessary to deal with changing circumstances.